This is Fresh Air. Our film critic, Justin Chang, says that Thunderbolts, which topped the box office last weekend, is the first Marvel superhero movie in some time that's actually worth seeing. Florence Pugh reprises her role from Black Widow as the CIA operative Yelena Belova, and there also are return appearances by some Marvel franchise veterans, including Sebastian Stan and Julia Louis-Dreyfus. Here is Justin's review.
Trauma has become so overused as a plot device that I'm grateful I went into Thunderbolts, not knowing that it would plunge so deeply into its characters' mental health issues. The movie, directed by Jake Schreier from a script by Eric Pearson and Joanna Kahlo, may not be the most original treatment of those issues, but it's sincere and heartfelt in the way it approaches them. It also happens to be the most enjoyable Marvel adventure in some time. It isn't a self-satisfied joke like Deadpool and Wolverine, or a forgettable slog like this year's Captain America: Brave New World. Thunderbolts is an unwieldy jumble, to be sure, and it's been designed, like all Marvel films, to help extend the brand unto infinity. But for an impressive stretch, it actually looks and feels like a real movie, with solid action, vivid emotional stakes, and characters memorable enough that you won't mind seeing them again in the inevitable sequel. The star is the terrific Florence Pugh, who was introduced several movies back as Yelena Belova, the younger sister of Scarlett Johansson's now-deceased Natasha Romanoff. Like Natasha, Yelena is the product of a top-secret Russian program that turned innocent children into spies and assassins. Years later, Yelena still can't shake off the grim memories of her indoctrination, or her grief over Natasha's death.
There's something wrong with me. An emptiness. I thought it started when my sister died, but now it feels like something bigger. Just a void.
Yelena now works as undercover muscle for CIA director Valentina Allegra de Fontaine, who's played by a breezily menacing Julia Louis-Dreyfus with a touch of Veep-style incompetence. Valentina is bad news, and before long, Yelena is betrayed and trapped in a deadly lair in the middle of nowhere. To get out alive, she must join forces with a few other similarly betrayed and trapped operatives, some of whom have special powers. Hannah John Common plays Ghost, who can pass through walls. Wyatt Russell is enhanced super soldier John Walker, who's kind of like a surlier Captain America. And then there's a random nice guy named Bob, played by Lewis Pullman, who has no idea why he's there and appears to have no powers of any kind. But both he and the movie have a few surprises in store. In time, Yelena, Ghost, Walker, and Bob escape Valentina's clutches. But the danger never lets up, and they must work together to take her down. Fortunately for them, their ranks soon expand to include the Marvel mainstay Bucky Barnes, a formidable fighter with his own physical and psychological scars, well played, as always, by recent Oscar nominee Sebastian Stan. And then there's Yelena's boisterous adoptive father, a Russian expat limo driver who goes by the superhero moniker of Red Guardian. He's played by a bumbling, scene-stealing David Harbour. In time, this ragtag crew begin calling themselves the Thunderbolts, a name inspired by a youth soccer team that Yelena was a part of years ago. Like that team, Yelena and her unlikely comrades are a scrappy bunch of underperformers, basically a third-rate Avengers. The story is unapologetically formulaic. Valentina's scheme, which involves turning the Thunderbolts into a public enemy, smacks a bit of Pixar's The Incredibles, and every other Marvel movie that has featured a cataclysmic assault on a major city. But even amid such familiar mayhem, Schreier finds fresh, vivid angles. The action is clear and coherent. The character dynamics strike the right balance of earnest sincerity and glib humor. and it's oddly moving to see the characters put their bickering ways aside and team up to protect as many innocent bystanders as they can. For a brief moment, I was reminded of what made superhero movies fun in the first place, before they became Hollywood's dominant export. But Thunderbolts does have more than fun on its mind, and here's where that trauma element comes in. Yelena is continually haunted by reminders of her past, when she was forced as a child to become a ruthless killing machine. But she isn't the only character here confronting emotional pain and a profound sense of emptiness. The movie builds to a surreal sequence, an almost Being John Malkovich-style romp through the subconscious that floats some fascinating questions. What if loneliness were the single most destructive force in existence? And what if human connection really was powerful enough to save the world? That may sound like a trite sentiment, but it's nonetheless worth repeating. And for 2 hours or so, Thunderbolts just about makes you believe it.
Justin Chang is a film critic for The New Yorker. He reviewed the new Marvel movie, Thunderbolts. On Monday's show, actor Danny McBride talks about the final season of HBO's The Righteous Gemstones and his journey from Hollywood to South Carolina, where he co-founded Rough House Pictures. He'll tell us about how he's built a unique comic empire, blending sharp satire with Southern charm. Hope you can join us. To keep up with what's on the show and get highlights of our interviews, follow us on Instagram at NPR Fresh Air. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Sam Brigger is our managing producer. Our senior producer today is Roberta Shura. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham, with additional engineering support from Joyce Lieberman, Julian Hertzfeld, and Charlie Kyer. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Phyllis Myers, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Lauren Krenzel, Teresa Madden, Monique Nazareth, Thea Challoner, Susan Yakundi, Anna Bauman, and Joel Wolfram. Our digital media producer is Molly C.B. Nesbitt. For Terry Gross and Tanya Mosley, I'm David Bean Cooley.